Military planners often look out 3 or 5 or 10 years in advance to predict requirements. Now a new institute at the Naval War College is looking at the long range, the really long range warfare needs of the United States. Joining me with more on the Institute for Future Warfare Studies, the president of the Naval War College, Rear Admiral Jeffrey Harley. Admiral Harley, good to have you on.
It's my pleasure.
So tell us about what the Institute is doing and what your plans are for it.
Well, the Institute for Future Warfare Studies has a mission to support defining our future Navy as well as its associated roles and missions. So the Institute's going to draw from various areas of expertise from throughout your U.S. Naval War College. That's our faculty, that's the wargaming, that's our cyber expertise, and even our students, as well as other military and civilian institutions, academia, and other Department of Defense and civilian groups, to help bring into focus a picture of what future warfare might be to allow us to help best prepare our naval service.
And what are the elements around the world that you can look at to get some idea of what's that far out in the future?
It is really difficult, but we do have a number of professors that work on probability futures. So what they'll do is do long-term analysis of predicting what the future looks like. And it's particularly challenging right now in the world in which we live because of the constant change and the exponential rate of technological change. But we have an extraordinary faculty and staff who do just that. They look at what the future looks like based on probabilities, and then we can try to fit in to that future by looking what the architecture of our future Navy might be, what would be appropriate roles and missions, and we provide that as an input to our senior naval leadership.
Now, those people attending as students at the Naval War College, will they have a part in this also?
They potentially do. We draw on our students to support a number of our research activities, and they support some of our other critical institutes and groups that we have that do research here in the college. So absolutely, there's a significant role potentially for our student body too, as we further define the mission set for the Institute for Future Warfare Studies.
And correct me if I'm wrong, but students at the Naval War College are officers somewhere in the middle of their careers, as a rule.
As a rule, that's true. We also do have a senior class towards the a more senior level of expertise. And it's not just military personnel that attend here. We're represented by a number of civilian entities within our government as well.
Getting back to the Institute, does it have a physical location? And tell us about how it's structured a little bit from a program standpoint.
It's a very small group, as we just stood it up a couple weeks ago, as you well know. But it's physically located here within your U.S. Naval War College. We are continuing to build a staff around it. We are working hard to connect and make interfaces with other nations that do similar kind of work. You know, of course, our Pentagon does work in looking at the future. We're trying to redefine some of our efforts here. It is one of the principal missions of the Naval War College to help define the future Navy and its roles and missions. But we are connecting with international partners like Japan, like the United Kingdom, and others to look at their efforts in this same arena.
We're speaking with the president of the Naval War College, Rear Admiral Jeffrey Harley. And are you looking at the nature of warfare itself and the technology and tools with which it is conducted, or also at who we might be at war with a long time down the line?
So I think we'll be looking at all of those things. And it's very difficult to predict the future, of course. But we are looking hard at all of the factors, both geopolitical and strategic in a military way, all of the factors that define what the future is going to look like. And that's everything from demographic shifts to resource competition. And of course, within that is always a constant look at who potential adversaries could be.
Do you do any modeling where you look at things going on now? I'm thinking of the dissolution in large measure of big portions of the Middle East. And the question is, what were the predictions of that area 30 years ago compared to what we're actually seeing, as a kind of modeling to see how these algorithms can work?
Well, we do have one of the world's most premier wargaming centers in our nation, and we do a number of games that look at specifically the things that you identified. So we do look at both near-term issues. We are looking at longer-term issues. And this new institute will have a cross-cutting perspective across all of the assets that the college can provide to try to best take a look at how we can review the future and how we can best prepare for it.
People that have grown up in the Navy and are inculcated in its doctrines, how do you get them to look ahead in a way that says, well, right now the view of that I have is carrier groups, and each carrier has a nuclear reactor, and it has so many couple of hundred planes on it, and 5,000 men and women, and it's surrounded by this many ships. Is it possible for them to visualize a future erasing that whole notion and starting with the proverbial clean piece of paper?
It is a complex challenge, of course. To look at many of the things that have become somewhat institutionalized in our military forces. But I think this is a critical time for our nation and our Navy. And just as we have prepared in times past, particularly at the beginning of this century and during the beginning of the last century, and during the transition, particularly from battleships to aircraft carriers for the United States Navy, we'll do very similar type of work and try to look out far enough where we can make an impact in trying to align fleet architecture with the world of tomorrow.
It's likely the Navy will still be floating force at that point. I guess maybe that's about the only starting point you can really have.
I think that's absolutely fair. But there, the naval warfare is really so many dimensions now, and it includes obviously undersea, on the sea, above the sea, in the air. It includes the new cybered world in which we live, and it includes space and so many other elements. And all of these will be a significant part of the things that we study.
What format will the output of the Institute take, and who do you expect to send it to for a look-see?
Well, we anticipate that we'll produce reports and studies that can be sent to senior naval leadership. The college already provides extraordinary resources for the senior naval leadership, but also as part of the national dialogue. We have an extraordinary faculty of professors who are simply world-class in what we do, and we already participate in large measure in all those fronts already.
And a final question might be a look at the home front, because whatever Navy we have, whatever missions and structures it has, will still draw on the U.S. population to fill its ranks. And so you must be looking also at the demographics and the cultural shifts that are happening in the United States en route to whatever the future Navy force will look like.
Absolutely. And of course, we are a maritime nation, and maintaining a dialogue with the people of our nation is absolutely critical to the work of the U.S. Naval War College. The Naval War College is also a joint institution. It's more than just Navy. And we also study the prevention of conflict in addition to the execution of war. So we're very excited to be able to stand up this Institute for Future Warfare Studies, because I think it gives us more focus to a number of the initiatives that we already have at the college. And hopefully this effort will be able to provide a much-needed look at future conflict, as well as probability futures that can enable best support for our naval leadership.
Rear Admiral Jeffrey Harley is president of the Naval War College. Thanks so much for joining me.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.